This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450, and today we're going to talk with Rick Juries, who is the Mole Man. Good morning, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Duke.
Well, great. How did you get to be the Mole Man?
Through trial and error working at West Ottawa Schools, so I've had a lot of moles to take care of.
A lot of moles to take care of, huh?
Yeah.
And did you experiment with it for a while, or...?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried all the remedies that are recommended throughout the years.
Yeah.
And, my son and I came up with a trap that works really well, and we felt after some trial periods at West Ottawa Schools, we felt like we could do this as a business. So.
Yeah. Well, normally there's two kinds of traps on the market. You got the ones that go down and spear the mole, and then the one that come up and grab the mole and you pull them out.
Right. I'm familiar with both of those. I preferred the loop trap, the one that came up from underground.
Yeah.
That is a good trap. But it still couldn't get into some areas where you'd have roots and so on or thick sod. So didn't experiment too much with the spikes. And they do work, but I just didn't have the success with those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You tried the poisons, the pills, and all that stuff?
Yeah, I felt like, the pills tried a little bit. I felt like when the worms came out on the market, that was the ticket, but it seemed to make some difference at first, and then just could not contain the moles, so I felt like it was kind of a waste of money because they're really expensive also. So
yeah. Well, now the moles are down there for the grubs, is that right?
Yeah. their main diet is worms, earthworms and other insects. I consider like the grubs being the shrimp of their diet, so they're not always available, so that wouldn't be their primary foraging.
Uh-huh.
So.
Do they do any damage to roots of plants?
Well, I think the biggest damage they do is when they get into the flower beds and push the flowers up and they'll dry out over the day. Or, you know, I think the main damage they do is the aesthetics and the smoothness to your yard. So when the ground gets pushed up, it doesn't always end up packing down into the smooth surface that you had prior.
Now, when the mole is going through the run, he pushes that soil up, that's the one you can see, the pile of dirt. What's he doing?
He's making his main the highway system underground. So these are usually tunnels that are about 12 inches deep. They use those tunnels to get from far distances during the day. And also, if it gets too hot, they would rather be down deeper to keep cool.
Yeah.
And then if during the winter time, definitely that's pretty much all they use is to stay away from the frost line.
Yeah. By the way, if you have a question for Rick this morning, give us a call, 395-1450. Our line is open for you, and we'd be happy to talk to you this morning and see if Rick can answer your question. He knows a lot about moles after all this work.
Well, hey, and Duke, you want to be mole-free for sure. You can move to Ireland because
really?
They have no moles there.
No moles?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Well, we should bring them some.
I think they're checking the boats as they come across. So.
Give them a pair of moles for...
Yeah.
Well, they're lucky in a way. But, what would we do in the summertime if we didn't have moles?
That's true. We're chasing them around. I just had, over Memorial weekend, I had a family of moles move into my yard. So,
really?
Yeah, my son Mitch, he said, well, that's not good. And we ended up getting six moles out over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a trap that works every time?
Yeah. I mean, we've had situations where they get tripped and we don't get them, but we stay at it. Our service is like a whole year-long service where... that we offer, you pay one price.
Okay.
And then, once we set up our trapping, we would trap until all the moles are gone, and then we leave a note with the customer saying, hey, the moles are gone for now, then we have them call back if they re-enter. So.
Okay, I got a call here. Good morning, you're online with our guest.
Good morning, I have a question for Rick.
Yeah.
Up there, Jukat, you've probably been up there recently, the Pilgrim Home Cemetery, it's full of moles.
Yeah.
And is his apparatus something that you could put up there or no?
Yes. Is that in Saugatuck?
No.
Pilgrim Home's out on East 16th Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering, though, if you know, like a regular mole trap, you put it out there somewhere and end up probably taking it.
Oh, right. Yeah, or, all the traps are underground. So.
Your traps are underground?
Yeah, you can't see them. We just put a paint mark where they are so we can locate them back again.
Okay, and you can use them over then?
Yep, yeah, it won't bother the mower. There'll be no poisons, and you don't have to worry about pets or animals taking off with the traps. So.
Okay, and what's the cost on one of these traps?
Well, they're not for sale for us, so we offer this service.
Oh, okay.
So it keeps you mole free for a year.
Okay. All right. No, I thought that maybe he sold them, like, separately, like the different kinds that you can, you know, buy at the hardware store or something. But, okay.
All right.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good service.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
How do you charge people, Ricky? I mean, it goes according to area or what?
Yeah, we cover Grand Haven, Zeeland, Holland, Saugatuck. We do have one customer on the fringe of Finville. So it kind of goes by the distance. If you're located in Holland, it would be around $200 for the year. It's 12-month service. Now is a good time because you get, you know, all the rest of this year plus the spring.
Yeah.
And our average is about 30% return call. The rest of them are still mole-free, so it's a very good deal. Now, if you're up in Saugatuck, it'd probably be, you know, you'd have to charge a little bit more for gas, and that's usually been running around $250. So, it's a good service. We are very attentive. We're there twice a week whenever there's moles. So,
now, if you set up your traps, you come back and visit them the next day, or?
Yep, twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yep, it's either Monday and Thursday or Tuesday and Friday. So
that's like a trapper and having your own trap line.
That's what we call it, yep.
Okay, got another call here. Yes, you're on the line with Rick.
Hey, I'm not going to move to Ireland because I'm Finnish, but what food do they eat under the ground, like as far as plants? Is it like, do they enjoy hostas and lilies? Are those what's eating those? Or is it a rabbit? And do they eat plants?
No. They're all voracious animals. So they're eating insects, worms, and grubs. So the moles, only damage they'll do to plants is actually push up their roots so they would dry out. More than likely, if you're having some damage to plants, they're voles, which very easy to maintain also. So.
Okay. So they eat moles to them, like you just said, shrimp is like, or I mean, grubs are like shrimp to them. Is the grubs, is that what's eating my plant?
Yeah, they could. They eat the roots. Their biggest deal for grubs is that during their pupal stage, they're eating the roots of the grass, so giving you a low, shallow root system, and if you're not watering heavily, the grass will die. And then when they turn into their adult stage, you know, they're flying around and then eating the leaves off your ornamental plants. So they do more damage probably as adults to your ornamentals.
Okay.
All right.
And the only way to get rid of moles is, do they multiply like rabbits?
They'll have one set of young per mole, female mole, and usually their group would be either 2 to 5 moles and they would be out on, the little ones be out on their own in less than a month.
Okay, and they don't come out during the day at all, right? Or do they come out during
no.
the day? Or
yeah, they're no. they'll move all day long. They eat probably up to 25 to 100% of their body weight per day, so
good
they
heaven.
They really need their nutrients.
They need a good feeding area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought we had another call here. 395-1450 is our number if you'd like to talk to Rick. And our telephone line's open now, okay? Well, they've got to have a 100 square feet or more for a feeding area, don't they?
Yeah, they can burrow new tunnels about 17 feet an hour, and they can travel up to current tunnels, that their main highways, up to a mile per hour. So they... The kind of a misconception on some of the moles, you know, we have basically two moles in Michigan, the eastern mole and the sournose, and they're very similar. In fact, I've caught them in the same tunnel tracks, and they're very similar, but they have just different type of tunnels where they have the deep ones, and then they have the burrowing ones that are along the sidewalk, and then if you have this crowning of dirt, that's usually because they're cleaning out their deep tunnels. A lot of people think they're a different kind of mole, but they're all either one or the other. So.
Okay. Good morning. You're on line with our guest.
Good morning. Hey, I've struggled with moles for years, and I have tried just about everything. And I seen Rick across the street here last year and kind of paid attention to see how that worked. Well, I'm telling you, Rick is the real deal, and I'm not related to him in any way. But I'm telling you, he did it. He's been by me this year, and it flat works. That's all I can say. It flat works. He and his son show up, and they're there for a short time, and they're in and they're out. And I have not had. It's just, I mean. How frustrating it is, you've mowed your lawn, you've got your fertilizer down, you've done all the work, and then seems like just before you got company coming, there's that tunnel and that big pile of dirt.
Yeah.
And I have been very happy with the service. It works, and I just want to endorse what Rick is doing.
Very good.
Thank you.
You
bet.
We're here this morning with Rick Juries, the Mole Man, and if you have a question for Rick, you can call us here at 395-1450. Rick, my grandfather used to take a pitchfork, and he'd stand there and just wait for the motion in the mole run, and wham.
Yeah, and that's great. I've done that same thing. In fact, one of the customers I have, the owner of Dutch Delight Bakeries, he was out there and he was talking to me. He said, yeah, I got 19 moles last year.
Really?
Doing that. Yeah.
Oh, it works.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the line with our guest.
Good morning. I wonder, does Rick do anything about groundhogs?
No, I don't. That's a whole different animal. And
do you know of anybody who does?
Yeah, there is a gentleman in Holland that takes care of nuisance animals. I think it's something like nuisance animals. I'm not sure of the name of that company, though.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Thank you. All right. But moles, do you put up a sign, Rick is here, leave?
No, we set up a lot of traps, and we really enjoy it. You know, it's all about finding the freshest holes.
Yeah, now you have to find the mole run, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get down there, dig up in there, and see where they are. I know there's a lot of misconceptions about mole trapping as far as your scent being on the trap. I don't necessarily believe that that's an issue, because every time we set our traps in the runs, you know, we don't keep them clean or anything like that. I do have some interesting fun facts on the moles. Moles, you know, wonder how they can survive underground without breathing. They have over double the blood circulation, more blood in their bodies than any other mammal. So they're able to use less oxygen that way, I guess. And moles will have to eat every 3 to 4 hours or they'll starve to death.
Really?
Yep. So, and they're active all winter long, and they do not hibernate. That's why a lot of times in the spring after the snow melts, you'll see piles everywhere because they've been pretty much working all winter long. It was interesting after this winter where the moles had pushed out and they were unable to find get back into the ground because of the frost. And you can see that they really struggled during the winter time. That's why we've seen probably a lot more damage on our yard.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Now, there's a, what is it, a star mole that I've heard about?
Yep, the star-nosed mole. There are not a lot of them in our area, but I run into them just about every area I've trapped in Holland. It's just maybe there are maybe one to the 10 eastern moles that I trap. So they'll actually run in the same mole tunnel as the eastern moles. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. And they're real territorial. So let's say you're trapping yourself and you got that mole, and you know a week later that whole tunnel system's active again. Well, they're real territorial, so they're not likely to be in the same run. But if one leaves, you know, they're gonna the next mole, maybe probably a family member, is gonna move into that mole's. Mm-hmm. Tunnel system, just because it's probably just a better location.
It was there.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, do they interact with other moles when it comes to breeding?
Yeah. That's about the only time that they get together. The male moles are, you know, they'll fight each other during this time.
Hmm.
And But once that period's done, they go their own way. And,
yeah.
You know, so like after they have their young, which takes about 45 days, they within 30 days, the young are old enough to find they're kicked out of the, they have to make their own.
Come
run.
On, kids.
Yep.
Now, do they go down a little deeper for when they have their young?
I'm not sure I'm sure they're in the deeper tunnels, and when we've dug up some areas, you know, they go straight down. I mean, it's incredible, and then they'll have a opening underground where they probably nest. So, and some moles will actually compile their worms in different cavities underneath the ground for feeding later. So,
they kill the worm and then keep it for...
Right. Yep. And the way they kill the worm too is they have on their saliva. It's kind of like a poison that's only effective on worms.
I see.
You know, so they'll bite on it, and then you know the worm will die immediately. And I'm not sure if that's a way of preserving the worm also. But yeah, that's about as much study has been done on moles. Not too many people are.
We haven't done too much study on moles, you know.
No, and. You'd think that they would bother each other. Everybody would donate to the college to do some research, but
haven't had to yet. Do they get more inactive in the wintertime, or do they?
Yeah, I would.
Their home is wherever they want to go.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're limited to a certain range. I mean, they're not. I mean, they can move anywhere, but I mean, their tunnel system that they set up is. All set up for the worms to come down in the tunnel.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they can, without having to burn too much energy going far distances, they can just get the mole or the worms and the insects that fall in their tunnels. So,
how long does it take you to, say, set up a yard for mole prevention?
Usually when we come there on our first visit, we're there with a customer and talking to them, explaining them how it goes, and it usually takes about 20 minutes. And then our trap visits are usually like 5 to 10 minutes. We check the traps, you know, take the moles, and reset them again. So we're averaging between 2 to 3 weeks before we can get all the moles out of the yard. So a lot of our customers are bordered by woods. So they may take a little bit longer because, you know, their extended family can go for miles out in the woods and still come down. Interesting, last year, the smallest yard that we had to take care of had the most.
Really?
By far. So the average yard, Mitch, he's an engineer, so he's really into stats and so on. So he keeps record, we keep record of all how many moles we get per yard. And the average last year for all the buildings was 5 moles per yard.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that smallest one, there was 19 moles. I mean, it just never ended.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, there's no animal that goes after moles, really, is it?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, I'm sure that a fox that's hungry enough, you know, may try to get one, so... Yeah,
but a cat or a dog, they won't bother them usually, will they?
Doesn't seem like it, although, you know, they're come so accustomed to having food on the table all the time. And, you know, the barn cats maybe out in the country, because I know they don't always have food for them.
Oh, they get a squirt of milk.
Yeah.
I remember doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember our cats had to work for a living out in the barns.
So, yeah. Well, it's an interesting business, and I don't know of anybody else that's doing it.
There's a few other companies.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, that, it's different services. Like, I know, like, one company will offer to do the poisons. And so, and I'm not sure, you know, I haven't really talked to any customers on which one's better or not. So, but I know there's a lot of products out there that can cost you a lot
of money.
There's
a lot of products that want to fight moles.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some customers say, you know, I'm done. I spent well over $200 on different products, trapping systems, you know.
Mole control.
Yeah.
grub control.
Right, yeah.
It's all there.
That's one of the things that, you know, I wanted to mention is, like, the grub control, you know, it's a poison that you put down in your soil. So it's a good product, but if you don't have grubs, then you're putting poison in there for nothing.
Okay. Oh, I thought we had a call here. 395-1450 is the number. We've got time for another call here if we get it in a hurry. So if you want to talk to Rick, give us a jingle, 395-1450. All right. And what's your phone number there so people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, my phone number is 616-283-3115, and I'll say that one more time. That's 616-283-3115, and that's permanent mole control. This is not our full-time job. We both have full-time jobs during the day, and we start in the afternoon. So most of the time, we're done with our route by 6, and so if you call, just leave a message, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with Rick.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, I was wondering about chipmunks. Can you trap those or poison those also?
I would recommend, if you know where they're running, I like the old the spring trap, the wood one.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, if you put it in their run, usually, like even voles and so on, you put them along the edge of your house, they'll just run right over them. And you can put peanut butter on there, that may work, but it's usually when they just come over it. So.
Okay, very fine. I'll work with that, though.
Thank you.
Thank you for your help.
Good morning. You're on the line with Rick.
Yeah, I just didn't get a catch. What's his phone number?
My phone number is 616-283-3115.
Great. I'll give you a call. Thanks.
Yep,
okay.
Thanks.
Well, you'll be hearing from some of our listeners, I'm sure, who want to get rid of that mole, or 2 moles, or 3 moles, whatever it is. They do propagate rather fast, don't they?
Yes, they do. And you know, the one thing about it is they'll travel, too. So, like I said, on location, it's just like housing, you know. You like to live in the best place. And so if you take them out of your yard and they've really been established, a lot of them will tend to want to come
They'll go to see your neighbor, too.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Rick.
All right. Thank you, Jim.